distraction, he restricted their presence at the Haven. Tav and the other knights argued that the Paethers could be useful and promised not to let them interrupt the training, but Sir Edmund did not yield. One morning, after the fourth week, Tav woke up to quite a surprise.
"Twitch, quick, come here!"
Twitch entered Tav's room to see him kneeling on the floor beside Disty's blanket. Right beside Disty was a thumb-sized Paether curled up in a little ball. Disty looked up proudly at Tav and Twitch, then turned and licked the little creature. Twitch blinked and shook his head. "I thought Disty was a male."
"So did I," Tav said. "I think we need to pay a visit to that merchant."
"I never said the Paether was either a male or a female," the merchant said, as he straightened a few items on a shelf. "The fact is, it's both."
What?
Tav and Twitch said simultaneously. Both wore a look of disgust. The merchant looked over his shoulder at them.
"Paethers are both male and female, or neither, however you want to look at it. So he, she, it was pregnant when you sold it to me," Tav said.
"No, of course not."
The merchant came over and rested his elbows on the counter.
"And I didn't sell it to you."
He held up a finger.
"I traded with you, and I never trade a pregnant Paether. That could be dangerous."
Tav squinted at the man with a pained look.
"Look, mister, I've only had the critter a little over 4 weeks. How can it reproduce that quickly?"
The merchant folded his hands and brought two fingers up to his lips, seemingly pondering the question.
"That is quite remarkable, I must say, but not unheard of. You see, once Paethers reach a certain size, they can reproduce, especially if they sense other people are enjoying them too. Have you taken yours to be with other people?"
Tav and Twitch stared at each other.
"Look!"
The merchant pointed to Tav's shield on the wall.
"There is your shield, just as I promised. You can exchange your Paether for the shield right now if you like. But the way I see it, you just doubled your investment."
The corner of Tav's mouth curled up.
"It's all right. I'll keep the Paether. I just wanted to know what had happened." "Very well, then," the merchant winked. "You gentlemen have a great day."
Tav and Twitch left the shop and continued on their way to the Haven.
"Twitch, the little one is yours if you want him. It," Tav said.
"Are you sure?" Twitch asked. "I thought you might give it to Mirya."
"I think you would enjoy it more, if it's as smart as Disty," Tav grinned. "I can't wait to see what Disty can do on a hunting trip."
Twitch smiled as he thought of it. Fresh game every night. Thanks.